Derek Flower is Senior Account Manager for Fujitsu Products of America Incorporated. He talks with Ed about ScanSnap's new standard model S510 and their new mobile S300. As Ed noted, the ScanSnap is a must-have for legal practitioners.
Derek, thanks for joining us today. I'm looking forward to talking about one of my favorite products, the ScanSnap. Tell us a little bit about what the ScanSnap does. It's a product made by and distributed by Fujitsu. What is it, and why should lawyers be interested in it?
Absolutely. First, let me just say thanks for having me, Ed. And the ScanSnap, think of it just as a very simple desktop product. It's visually, it's about the size of a football. It weighs less than 6 pounds. You can stack your paper documents in there, hit a big green button. It's going to take those paper documents, scan them in, automatically create an Adobe PDF for you. Very simple and easy to use. Not a lot of interfaces to worry about, not a lot of knowledge to have to worry about how to work the product. All you have to do is stick it in, push the button, and you're done.
And if I can do it, and I've used the ScanSnap now for several years, literally anybody can do it. I think your description is apt, where you just put the paperwork on top of it, push that green button, and away you go. And when you create the PDF file, you then save it somewhere on your system, and then you can create an email and just use that as an attachment. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Once the ScanSnap has created the PDF, whatever you would normally do on your computer with an electronic PDF, you would be able to do with what the ScanSnap has created. So, for example, you mentioned email. You could scan it in. It would save somewhere, let's say, on your desktop or in your My Documents folder. From there, you could just, say, attach to an email and browse to that file and pull it into your email. Or using the ScanSnap software, there's a function that you could scan to email. So all you would have to do is push scan to email in your interface, and then those documents get scanned in. It would open a new mail message into Outlook, already have that PDF attached for you, address it and send it, and you're done. So we can even cut a few more of those steps out.
The ScanSnap interfaces with other software, is that right?
It does and it doesn't. And let me explain. It is always going to create an Adobe PDF document. Now, from that Adobe document, any other software application you use in your day-to-day work, if that other software, you can import an Adobe document very simply, however you would normally import an Adobe document, you'd do the exact same with that ScanSnap created PDF document. So essentially, yes, it can integrate with any software out there that works with Adobe PDF.
Okay. Now, one of your featured models, if I understood correctly, and the one that I have that I'm currently using, is the S510. But I understand that you have a new version as well, and you may even have other models that I'm not aware of. Which is the model that most lawyers should be focused on?
Well, we have two in the ScanSnap series, and one is the S510, and Ed, that's the one I believe you're using on your desk today.
That's right.
Now, that one comes with a full version of Adobe Acrobat Standard 8.0. That's not the reader. That's actually the step above. That's the $300 product, $300 software product, I should say, bundled in with the scanner. And it also has OCR software. And I'll kind of go to the side here and just briefly talk about OCR. It's optical character recognition. So today, Ed, if you take a document, put it in your ScanSnap, hit the green button, you'd create a PDF. Or with the OCR software, you could take that document, put it in the ScanSnap, hit the green button, and OCR that document and turn it into a Word document, an Excel document, or a searchable PDF document, or even directly into a PowerPoint slide by OCRing that image.
So in other words, you could put that through the ScanSnap, and instead of just scanning it, so to speak, you can create it as a working document that then becomes editable. Correct?
Absolutely. You know, for example, on my desk, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at a packing list that has some account information, some of my information. If I were to scan that in, once I've scanned it in using the OCR software, it opens up in Microsoft Word and it's fully editable. We'll be able to edit any Word document today.
So how would you do that? In other words, if you opened up in your your software and you hit file, and you could hit create a PDF file. Now, if you want to create an editable file, what would be your path to do so?
Sure. It's relatively simple. Anytime you set up the ScanSnap software, down the bottom task tray, there's going to be a little blue S. And if you single-click on that, that shows you all your different profiles that you're allowed to access. Scan to email, scan to your printer, scan to Word, scan to PowerPoint. If you double-click on that S, it opens up the interface window that allows you to set up these profiles. So with just a few mouse clicks, you can say set up a new profile called ScanSnap, and then pick your OCR software that comes bundled with the unit. Click on that, say, okay, now you've created that profile. So to scan to Word, you would just click on your blue S, say scan to Word, put your document in, hit your green button, and it's going to create a fully editable Word document for you.
Wow. Okay.
That's the verbal version, but you know, keep in mind it's much easier if you just read it out of the manual. It would take less than 2 minutes to set up each different profile.
Okay. All right. Cool. And besides the S510, you've got another version, I think you said?
Yep, the S510 is desktop. The S300 is our new mobility version. Now, differences are with the S300, you don't get that full version of Adobe, so you would just use Reader with it, and you don't get the OCR software bundled with it free. However, if you wanted to pay extra, you could get the OCR software for it after the fact. But it is the desktop, weighs about 6 pounds. The small S300 weighs just over 3 pounds, and it actually can be powered off the battery power of your laptop. So you could be truly remote without having to plug into any outlets or anything and scanning into your laptop.
And that is a more lightweight or less heavy, however, a lighter way of a lighter unit to carry around with you. It's almost like a lightweight printer then.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I use. I travel a lot for work, so when I'm on the road, I take the S300 with me. When I'm in the hotel room and I have, you know, a lot of paper documents or things that need to be scanned in to keep, so I don't have to carry those paper documents with me, or even to just send that information out. If there's a great solution for folks that are on the road, or if you go to client sites and have to capture some information, you can capture those paper documents, hand the paper documents back to the client, take your scan of your laptop and leave, and you've got all the information, and they get to keep their information also.
A number of years ago, I know there was a almost like a pencil size scanner that you had to physically move up and down the page. And I think you covered maybe a half a page at a time. And I don't know if Fujitsu was had such a product or not. I remember being somewhat disappointed with that product, although for many it really worked marvels. But what you're describing seems to be sort of a full-fledged cousin of the S510, and yet very transportable and a lot easier to use and certainly far more complete. Am I correct?
Yeah, you know, the problem with some of the other products, like the one you mentioned, the pen, and there are some other products where you would actually take an individual sheet and have to hand feed it into a small portable scanner. What the S300 has is what's called an ADF, or automatic document feeder, where you can put as many as 10 pages in it at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, put your 10 pages in, hit the scan button, and you can go back to doing what you're doing. You can go work on emails, make phone calls, whatever the case may be. It's actually grabbing those documents. The ScanSnap is grabbing those itself and pulling them through all on its own at its own speed. Because if you have to hand feed it through, you may be pushing it through a little fast or a little slow, and it will create what's called like a character skew. So an 8 might get stretched into what looks like a B or some different things like that. So the image, the fidelity of the image is not as accurate as what an ADF can do for you.
Okay, and I know some people talk about multifunction devices. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I know that Fujitsu works with those things. Perhaps you can explain for our listeners what the multifunction device is and why it's important.
Yeah, a multifunction device is a product that does a lot of things. Generally, it's a small printer, like I have one in my office. It's a small all-in-one, so I can print to it, I can scan from it, and I can make copies from it. Unfortunately, at the small level, the very inexpensive level that I use, I've tried to use the scanning portion, and it's not very robust. The user interface is actually very difficult to maneuver around just to create that image and to get it and to find it again so I can attach it to an email. What the ScanSnap has done is taken that, you know, what may take me 20, 30 minutes to scan in a few documents on a multifunction device would take me literally, you know, 10, 20 seconds with a ScanSnap, created a PDF. I know exactly where that PDF is, and I can attach that document. Image quality generally is going to be much better. We use very, very high quality camera in the ScanSnap, the same cameras that are in our $25,000 product. That's the exact same technology that's in our $500 product. So the image you get is very, very crisp and very good.
Well, in another language, there's an expression that says it's not fish and it's not fowl. And what you're saying is that this is a scanner and it does its job very well. Mm-hmm. And now the size, the portability, the weight has been designed appropriately so that lawyers can use this almost anywhere, and certainly in their office. That's a slam dunk concept, that there's just no reason for them to have to go to the huge and expensive scanners unless they're doing very large jobs. But for the normal work that we're doing day-to-day, the Fujitsu just serves really well.
And that brings up another point. I was speaking about, back to the multifunction, I was talking about the small device. Actually, the multifunction device can be a rather large device. Think of the big, huge copiers you see in an office.
Mm-hmm.
With those, when people have to scan, they have to get out of their desk. They have to walk to the scanner. They have to scan, push in different buttons, go back to their desk, email it to themselves, generally find that email, pull out that document, do whatever they normally would. What the ScanSnap allows is someone to stay focused at their desk, scan their documents in, and remain focused on the job they were meant to do. Because people using the ScanSnap or generally scanning are not scanner operators, so to speak. Their job is something else, and scanning is very secondary. So we've taken all that complexity and advancement in scanning now and just pushed it down into a simple one-button touch solution so they can continue to focus on their job and let scanning be very secondary.
Well, I don't want to get anybody angry who's listening to us, and I suppose that in the large machines there is a place for the scanning function, but I know that in my use and the use of most lawyers that I work with, the desktop version, the S510, really fills a need that existed before, and as you say, it's just super convenient. Let me ask you about Apple products. There are a number of folks who are using the Macs and other Apple products. How does ScanSnap work with those products?
Well, the ScanSnap, we have two versions. We have just the ScanSnap 510, the S510, which is PC-focused, so all the folks who are using, you know, personal computers with Windows operating systems would use that. Then we have a separate product that does all the exact same thing, but it's called the S510M for Macintosh. One unique thing to talk about with the S510M is it does come bundled with Adobe 8.0 Professional, which is actually, if you were to buy that at this price, is around $500. Now, the scanner cost is still $495, but Adobe does not have a 8.0 standard for Macintosh. We went ahead and just bundled in the Professional version.
So not only can anybody use this, but the price for the ScanSnap by Fujitsu is under $500.
Yes. The 510 series is $495, and the S300 series is $295. And we are coming out with a Mac version for the S300 sometime in April.
Well, Derek, I'm not sure what more I can ask of you in this interview, but I can tell you that you certainly have made my life easier. Fujitsu, I think, has created a remarkable product that I talk about whenever somebody wants to listen to me, and I thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ed.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.